Hello, friends. Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast with Brother Scott. We're thrilled that you have taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here's our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to the podcast. It is Wednesday, and this is the final day for the podcast for a while. Our schedule does mirror the school schedule, and the school will be getting out for Christmas break here this Friday. And because of how the rotation of devotionals go that we print here at our ministry, we are going to be taking a break. This will be the last podcast for a little while. But I do want to thank you for across the whole of 2021 for listening faithfully. We saw about a 50% increase in our listening base throughout the year. And just to give you some stats, I think these are cool. I think these are hard to process a little bit. But the ultimate goal in establishing this podcast was to reach our teenagers, reach the families of our church here, Temple Baptist Church in Herndon, Virginia. But as a byproduct of these devotionals being available on across all platforms, there are people that find us from other countries, and it's just kind of an exciting thing. I was going through and I was counting the different states that have listened to the podcast, and that number is in the 40s. And then I was also counting the number of different countries that have at some point, for whatever reason, listened and tuned in, and that number is in the 30s. So 30 different countries and about 40 different states. That's just kind of a neat thing. And again, we don't do this podcast to try to gain some type of notoriety or to become something that we are not, but rather just to reach hearts. And if God can use the Word of God in other countries, in other hearts, other than our youth group, then that's great, and that's a great blessing. I just wanted to share that with you, and really excited about the new year as we get into it, 2022. And it sounds funny saying that because time seems to move so quickly, and in some ways 2021 seems like it just got here. But nonetheless, we'll be back in January, and we'll have a new introduction as well, a new voice. I appreciate Miss Michelle and Brother Sam Dalton helping out with the introductions. But we'll be having a special individual, I'll keep it a mystery right now, helping us out with the introduction as we go into the new year and January. Okay, well, you came here to hear the Word of God, and so that's what we're going to. Psalm 143 and verse 10, the Bible says, "Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness." Psalm 143 and verse 10, and I hope that you'll take an opportunity to say this verse to your team leader tonight in teen time. It's an excellent verse. Hopefully we will do more than say it, but make it a part of our lives. One more time, Psalm 143, verse 10, "Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness." Okay, I want to give you a verse out of Matthew chapter 20, and that's where we are. And this is just a partial verse, but notice the principle here that we're introduced to. Jesus says this, "But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister." Have you ever wondered what it looks like to be a great Christian? Now, I'll confess, I've heard that term, a great Christian, thrown around for a lot of different things. But in the context of what Jesus is saying here, I think it really brings some clarity as to, okay, what does it mean to be great in the Lord, or be a great Christian? And Jesus highlights that thought. But as we sort of get into the context of the chapter here, there's something very interesting taking place, and that is the mother of the sons of Zebedee come to Jesus and ask if her sons can sit on each side of Jesus' throne in heaven. Well, Jesus graciously tells her that this is not his decision to make, right? And so Jesus also takes the time to deal with this question, but he understood that these men were battling in their minds the difference between God's kingdom and man's kingdom. And if you have never realized the difference before, I encourage you to just take some time and think about the differences of the way things function in man's kingdom, that is our world, and how different God's kingdom has been designed. In man's kingdom, those at the top get the notoriety, right? And they're the ones who are served ultimately. In God's kingdom, though, those who are blessed with position are the ones who really ought to be the most servant-minded individuals, or serving-minded, serving others the most. So Jesus points to this truth when he tells his disciples that greatness comes through being a great minister, or a great servant. And so great thought here. And I would just ask us this question: how good are we at serving other people? Now, you as well as I enjoy being served. And there's something about, you know, going to a sit-down restaurant as opposed to going to McDonald's. You're you know, waiting, you get your food, you go sit down, you're serving yourself. But when someone is serving you, it's kind of nice. I mean, you don't have to get your refills. You know, if there's an issue with your food, you've got somebody that's been designated to you, you can talk to and say, hey, you know, there's a hair in my food. You know, what can we do about that? And, you know, it's kind of nice to be served, but we as Christians should not occupy a place of, hey, you know what, I'm not going to serve others. I just want to be and occupy that place of being served. So let's consider this. And furthermore, especially around this time of year, let's be someone that is a great servant, a great minister to those around us. And in doing so, well, Jesus' words, what did he say? But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. So we want to be great. Let's serve other people. All right, before we go, I want to mention our teenager of the day, and it is Timmy. Take some time, pray for Timmy today. I know that he'd greatly appreciate that. All right, we'll see you back next time, and we will pick it up in Matthew chapter 21. So I encourage you to, if this is your Bible study for your daily devotions, then I encourage you to go to another passage of Scripture to read about. I do want to pick up our study in the book of Matthew when we come back, so we'll do that together. But I encourage you to read portions of the Word of God every single day and take some time for that. Okay, have a great Christmas, and we'll talk to you later.
If you enjoy the episode, feel free to hit the subscribe button or even share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.